Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 16 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. So I guess the Eagles just can't get a break. Last week, it was Jalen Hurts being left off of the top 40 QB rankings. Y'all already know my take on that, he was disrespected next. But this week, Pro Football Focus revealed a list of the top 50 players in the NFL heading into the 2021 season, and not one single Eagles player was included on this list. Now, this is what the ranking criteria on the page says. The ranking below is a projection of what we think will happen and not necessarily a reaction to a spectacular or underwhelming 2020 season. Additionally, positional value is not considered here, so safeties, guards, and even running backs have just as good a chance to rank highly as quarterbacks, who would dominate the list if positional value was heavily factored. Here are just a few of the names of players who were actually included on this list. So, Aaron Donald, Travis Kelce, Khalil Mack, Derrick Henry, Ronnie Stanley, and Dak Prescott, just to name a few. So, of course, we see some overall heavy hitters are on this list. I would have at least expected maybe Brandon Graham to make the list, but nope. Like I mentioned, not one single Eagles player was included. Shaking my head. What is up with that? Carson Wentz's banner at Lincoln Financial Field is finally coming down. Carson Wentz was traded to the Colts back in February, so it is about time. Right, we're in July, training camp is right around the corner, the season is almost here. He's not even on the roster anymore, so it was, you know, way past due to be replaced on the banner. His banner has been up at the link since July of 2019, but according to the Inquirer, the new artwork that is set to replace the former Eagles QB's banner is actually in production right now and is expected to be installed sometime between mid to late July, so be on the lookout for that. So that should be coming very, very soon. But until then, now we just wait. We wait to find out whose banner is going to replace Carson Wentz's. And I read an article and it was a strong push for a banner featuring defensive end Brandon Graham. And I think that that's a very good choice. That's a very good push. Specifically, it was talking about, of course, the picture of him sacking Tom Brady where he forced a fumble and that sealed the deal for the Eagles Super Bowl victory over the Patriots. So that would be a very strong push, because whoever ends up on the banner should be someone who is special, someone who has had a significant impact on not just the team but the franchise and the overall legacy. I think Brandon Graham would be very deserving. Being on the banner is an honor, and whoever is selected should be somebody who is special. That is going to be all for episode 16 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all social media. You can follow us at Bleeding Green and at BGN_radio. And I also can be followed at Rachelle Monique. That's RaichelleMoniqueUE. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I hope you get to soak up the sun, hit a cookout or a barbecue, and enjoy some fireworks. And we out!
BGN!